With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. It is shaping up to be a cold caucus day in Iowa tomorrow, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
As Iowa kicks off the presidential nominating season, caucus goers better bundle up.
We have a high temperature of 1 degree on Monday.
Chad Hahn is with the National Weather Service.
Though with fresh snowpack, we're expecting those actually may be on the high side, so we may not warm above 0 degrees.
But Iowa Republican Party Chairman Jeff Kaufman isn't worried. He says Iowa is the heartland, and he's still expecting strong voter turnout.
Although it may be a little uncomfortable, it will not be a deterrent to attendance.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Today marks 100 days that Israel and Hamas have been at war. The war already the longest and deadliest between Israel and the Palestinian terror group since Israel's establishment in 1948. And the fighting shows no signs of ending. Israel declared war in response to Hamas' cross-border attack on October 7th. Neighbors say North Korea has fired a ballistic missile toward the sea, marking its first missile launch in the new year.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says North Korea launched an unidentified ballistic missile off the North's east coast, but South Korea gave no further details on how far the weapon flew. The missile launch comes days after North Korea fired a barrage of artillery shells near the tense sea border with South Korea. This prompted the South to conduct similar firing exercises in the same area.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Lawmakers in Hawaii, due to convene this week for the first time since the burning of historic Lahaina, awakening the state of the deadly and costly threat posed by wildfires in the state. Now fighting and preventing those blazes and helping Maui recovery will be at the top of the agenda. This is SRN News. Poll after poll indicates that America is in serious moral decline, but one Christian researcher says there's an opportunity for a turnaround.
That's the beauty of crises. That's a gift from God to give us the opportunity to question who we are, what we think, what we're doing, how we're living, what we're trying to do.
Dr. George Barna runs the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University.
If we're going to turn the whole enterprise around and get a larger share of the population to embrace a biblical worldview, number one, recognize it's not going to happen overnight. Number two, recognize the sooner we start, the sooner we can turn it around. Number three, recognize it's got to happen based on the commitment of parents to investing in that process with their children.
He says the next generation is the key to America's future. Barna's new book is called Raising Spiritual Champions. This is SRN News. The top cop in Los Angeles calls it quits.
Chief Michael Moore made the unexpected announcement Friday. He's taking off his badge the end of February so he and his wife can move closer to their out-of-state daughter. Moore has been a cop for more than four decades and chief since 2018. He'd been reappointed last year for a second term to begin planning for the city's 2028 Olympics. The department's faced several controversies during Moore's tenure. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Patrick Mahomes threw for 262 yards and a touchdown, leading the Chiefs to a 26-7 rout of the Dolphins in the fourth coldest game in NFL history Saturday night. It was so cold Mahomes had his helmet shattered on a helmet-to-helmet hit. He is okay, though. Rookie C.J. Stroud threw for 274 yards in the other playoff game and three touchdowns. And the Texans returned two interceptions by Joe Flacco for TDs to trounce the Cleveland Browns 45-14. This is SRN News.